пока. There's a battle ahead, many battles are lost, but you never see the end of the road while you're traveling. Cause of my suspicion, but there's no proof. In the paper today, tales of war and of waste, but you turn right over to the TV page.
This is Tea Time with Tutus, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Woohoo! Back for another week.
With Deanna and...
Caroline. Oh, I thought you were going to say my name. Yeah, it's Caroline!
Hello! We're here! We're all here!
Yes, I'm back from my trounce up north.
Yeah, you were up in Canada last week.
I was. I was up in Toronto for Thanksgiving. Canadian Thanksgiving. It was a great time. Lots of good food.
Yeah, I'm, like, intrigued by Canadian Thanksgiving. How different is it from American Thanksgiving?
It's literally the same. I don't know, like, what their whole, like, story behind it is, you know? But I think it's pretty similar. I mean, you do the same stuff.
Yeah.
Except it's on a Monday, technically, which is weird.
Huh.
But we didn't do it on Monday. We did it on a Sunday.
Gotcha. The Thursday is nice because it's maximally disruptive.
Exactly. Yeah. Get the most time off. You want to get the most out of your holiday.
It's like the only holiday where you lose like such a huge chunk of the week.
I will say though, Canada has like a random holiday in the summer where it's just like they give everyone a free day off. Like they just put in a holiday specifically to give people a break.
Which, amazing.
So, you know, even though they only have one day off for Thanksgiving, like they're doing some other stuff, right?
Wow, that's a great... Canada does so many things so well.
They really do.
Not everything, but like
most things.
A lot of things better than us.
Most things, I'd say.
For sure. Well, you just heard Don't Dream It's Over from The Head and the Heart. I don't know if it's a cover or not.
I think it is a cover.
I think it is a cover. But it says it's from a movie soundtrack. And I'm really curious, like, what movie soundtrack it's from. So things we're wondering about this morning.
Mm-hmm. Things to ponder. Maybe we'll get an answer and come back to you all.
Yeah, we'll come back with an answer.
Stay tuned for the answer to this pressing question.
Yes. We're here to fulfill all your question answers. Okay, let's play another song.
These kids, I can't keep pretending that I'm still asleep, and I can't keep pretending I'm afraid. I was too stoned to call you, but I thought that you'd say. We've been
too much time. You should know me better than that. You're not that much like me. You should know me better than that. We have different enemies. You should know me better than that. I should leave it alone, but you're not around. I should leave it alone, but you're not around. Can't you write it on a wall? You should know me better than that. There's no room to write it all. You should know me better than that. Can you turn the TV down? You should know me better than that. It's too much crying in the sound. I should know you better than that. I should leave it alone, but you're not right. I should leave it alone, but you're not right. Start to slide out of touch. You should know me better than that. Tell yourself it's only noise. You should know me better than that. Learn to appreciate the void. You should know me better than that. I should live it softly to you. The end.
in a world where tears are just a lullaby. If there's any answer, maybe love can end the madness. Maybe not, oh, but we can only try. You got to get up every morning with a smile.
Rock and roll as youth culture, and when youth culture becomes monopolized by big business, what are the youth to do? Do you have any idea? I think we should destroy the bogus capitalist process that is destroying youth culture.
Thank you. celebration.
Hello again, everybody.
Hi, hi. We are back.
Back again. You heard some music.
Yeah.
Since we were last here.
You did. Do we want to go backwards to front or like all the... Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Why don't you say your stuff first?
Okay. Going all the way back, you heard Fountain of Youth from Local Natives, The Less I Know the Better by Tame Impala, I Should Live in Salt from The National, Beautiful by Carole King.
Great choice.
You were very excited about that. As you should be. And then Perfect Places from Lorde, Young Presidents from Someone Still Loves You, Boris Yeltsin.
I love that band name.
Me too. It's my favorite.
Then after that, you heard Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Somebody Who Loves Me. It was just stuck in my head this morning. I had to play it. And then Let's Groove, Earth, Wind, and Fire. And then the radio, Dept.
Department?
No, it's just Dept.
But it's an abbreviation, right?
Oh, well, I guess you would... Okay, yeah, I guess you would say the radio department then. You're probably right. Okay. Well, they spelled like D-E-P-T, period, you know. And it was called Heaven's on Fire.
Nice. Yeah. Some good stuff.
I recently found that one.
Yeah, I like it.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. I had a feeling you would.
Yeah. Wow. I've been passing this time, as Caroline knows, but you might be interested, by filling out submissions to the public journal, which if you are a Tufts student and you have access to this form, which is in like all the Facebook groups, you should totally do it. It's so fun.
It's really fun. Also, the results are always just hilarious to read.
Yeah. So basically what it is it's like this list of questions that like they post in a Google form and like people from Tufts fill it out.
Yeah.
And the questions are always really funny. I'm trying to see some good ones.
Yeah, what's your favorite one that you've seen there so far?
My favorite one, I like the underrated mouthfeels one. I'm kind of excited about that. Small Steps Towards Communist Revolution, I also think I have a good
also
answer
good.
For. And I also like, if homeboys come through with blank, it's quiet. But if he comes through with blank, homeboy's gonna like get it.
You should really watch that interview because it's just like... strange.
Yeah, I will have to look at
it's funny. And she's like picking out these sneakers and they're just like, I don't know.
Oh,
I don't see the appeal in them. I think you'll share a similar opinion to me.
Oh man, I'll have to watch it in the break or while we're playing.
Yes we'll see it. We'll have a good laugh.
Oh, yes. I'm excited. Also, I did some research. Apparently, the song that we started off
with,
Don't Dream It's Over, is a cover. But it was in Perks of Being a Wallflower, apparently. So, I don't know.
Interesting.
The vibe seems right.
Yeah, I think so. All right. Well.
Oh.
It's time for a very important announcement.
It is. Okay. HistoricSummerville.org, Fall 2017 Events and Lectures.
Ooh.
HistoricSummerville.org presents its Fall 2017 events and lectures, including the Ghosts of Summerville at Millcrow Cemetery on October 22nd, the Veterans Day Memorial at Millcrow Cemetery on November 11th, the Yankee Division in World War I lecture by Dan Breen at the Summerville Museum on November 12th, the Winter Holiday Party at the Summerville Museum on December 8th. Historic Summerville was founded in 2004 to promote an understanding and appreciation of Summerville's diverse historic resources, to provide for their protection, and to underscore their relevance to modern life. For more information, visit historicsummerville.org.
Sounds intriguing.
I know. I was like, wow,
historic
I had no idea.
Summerville.
Yeah.
All right, that's cool.
Yeah, so if you're looking for something to do, go learn about Summerville.
Yeah, go check it out.
It's a pretty interesting place.
Yeah. Lots of stuff. Yeah. The Brooklyn of Boston, if you will.
Yeah, I heard that somewhere.
Mm.
I guess maybe it is.
Yeah, I guess so.
I feel like it fits.
Yeah. I haven't experienced many other suburbs in around Boston. But
because there's a lot of like more residential suburbs.
Yeah.
Or like less dense suburbs.
Yeah. And there's always a lot going on in Summerville, which I never really have the time to be aware of.
Yes.
But it's happening.
I know, there's always like festivals and fun things going
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
Well, all right, should we play some music?
Perhaps we should.
Okay.
What am I gonna... Okay.
All right. We know.
I have... My decision is made.
All right. Let's go.
Let's go.
is Harlem. She living the life just like a movie star.
Hello again.
Hi, hi.
All right, so you just heard two songs. I heard Brass Tracks. I think it's called like Exo Tour Life 3 Life. Well, yeah, Brass Tracks. It's a good one.
That was really cool. I really liked that.
Yeah, I found that one recently and I've really been enjoying it.
Yeah. I like texted a couple of my musically inclined friends and was like, ooh, guys, you should all listen to this.
Ooh, wow.
It's really cool.
Sending out recommendations. And then Santana played Maria Maria.
That's nice.
Yeah. I've played it because I was reading this article about like different songs that's like use sampling, and Maria was sampled in that new Rihanna and DJ Khaled song.
Oh.
I don't remember what it's called, but if you like listen to that song after listening to this one, you'd be like, whoa.
Oh, that's so cool.
It's really cool. Yeah, it was really cool.
I always think that's really interesting.
Yeah.
When music has clips in it.
Yeah, I think so too.
Beyonce does that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was mentioned in the article. There are a lot of
in like Flawless, I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
ask that like rad Chimamanda Adichie quote.
Yeah, she, like, the part of her TED Talk, a lot of it is in the beginning there.
Yeah. Yeah, for those who don't know, Chimamanda Adichie gave this, like, really awesome TED Talk, but it's also written as an essay, so you can read it. I gave it to my sister for, like, a holiday present.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and it's just, like, about feminism. It's called Why Everyone, or, like, Everybody Should Be a Feminist or something like that.
Yeah, it's a great talk.
Yeah.
Should look it up.
Very accessible.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, Beyonce all included it in her song Flawless, and it's wonderful.
It's amazing.
Maybe we should play that next week.
Oh, we should. That's a good idea.
All right. Tune in to hear Flawless. Nowhere else you can hear that.
Yeah, nowhere else. Only here.
But yeah, have a great week.
Yeah, this is just us signing off.
And we'll be back with
the
more.
End.
11 a.m.
Okay. Okay, I chose what I'm going to play. So now we can. Cool. Yeah, okay. All right, yeah, tune in next week.
All right.
Another Monday morning-ish.
With Beyonce.
Late morning. With Beyonce and us. Yeah, she'll be joining us.
In person.
Yeah, in person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's, you know, easy for us to get in contact with her, so.
We're old friends.
Yeah. It's no big deal. She'll be here. All right.
Maybe so, Jay-Z will come.
Yeah, maybe. And Blue.
Yeah.
And the twins.
The whole family.
They'll all come out.
Tea Time and Tutus is family friendly.
Clearly. All right. Here's our last song of the day. Or the hour. Enjoy. Oh, that's not it. Okay, here we go.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no, no, no. I ain't got the time. And if my daddy thinks I'm fine, they tried to make me go to rehab.